All right, rest number two, going to you as it normally does. There's our sound.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney, by the way, Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It is our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week, handful of hot topics in the world of golf brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.
Speaking of the Ryder Cup, Valhalla, which has hosted the PGA Championship, hosts the Ryder Cup for the first time in Kentucky. Does that venue favor either team?
You know, I think it favors the Americans. I think it would have favored them even more if Tiger were on this team because, of course, he has won a PGA championship on this venue. So I was of the opinion before Tiger went down with a knee injury that it was such good karma for them that they'd be playing on a course that Tiger has won one of his 13 majors. Having said that, even though Tiger's not in the field, this is a home course for two guys. Kenny Perry and J.B. Holmes are both native Kentuckians, and they've played Valhalla oodles and oodles of times over the years. So I still think it favors the Americans because they've got the home field advantage, basically, especially considering two of their 12 players have played this course so many multiple times over the years. Interestingly enough, though, Nick Faldo doesn't think it favors either team, and obviously the European captain would probably say that when it's on an American course. Faldo said, this year's pick, Valhalla Golf Club, doesn't seem to present an advantage to either side, but we'll see how it turns out. And Faldo has talked about courses in the past that have favored either team, and he's always talked about pretty much the European courses that have favored his team in the past, especially Valderrama in 97. The Euros, of course, won back in 97 in Spain. That was Tiger Woods' first Ryder Cup. Real narrow fairways, tree-lined, old-school course, and Tiger didn't play well at all there, spraying his tee shots, as he normally does off the tee. But Faldo thought Valderrama really favored the Euros in 97. He said the one course in the Ryder Cup recent history that really favored neither team, everyone was in agreement on that, was Kiowa in 91, because it was a brand new course, the Pete Dye design, so neither team had ever really seen it before. So everyone agreed that that course truly didn't favor either team. But as for this year, I do think Valhalla favors the Americans.
I hate to agree with Faldo because I hope they lose, but nonetheless, I'm going to agree with them. Because if you look at these courses, Russ, since Kiowa, really, Kiowa was a quote-unquote a links-type course, which you would think would favor the Europeans because, you know, we always assume that, you know, they're playing in Scotland or Ireland or whatever. But in reality, these guys, the Euros, play on courses just like we do. Most of them are parkland courses on the European Tour, and they're just like our American courses. There's very few where they play. In fact, I don't know if there's any that they play on seaside links-type courses that would favor them, like a Kiowa. So, you know, I just don't think this favors either team. I think, you know, you're right. We have a couple of Kentuckians on the team, so they should know the course and they should know the lay of the land there. But I don't know if I just don't know if that really gives us that much of an advantage. And you've seen the Europeans, with the exception, you know, in Brookline or wherever we won it in 99. That was it. That's the only time we've won in the last, you know, six or seven of these matches. So they've been on different types of courses, but they've been parkland courses. And the Europeans have done very well on them. So I would say there's no reason to expect that they wouldn't do well on this one, too.
All right. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. What do Nicholas Palmer, Hagen, and Sarazen have in common? Find out. Nicholas Palmer, Hagen, and Sarazen, have all four of those guys been Ryder Cup captains? I believe definitely for Nicholas and Palmer, and if I'm not mistaken, Sarazen as well. I just don't know about Walter Hagen.
Well, you're going back 70 years. So.
We might have to research that one. Find
Hagen
out.
Hagen did, I think.
Besides the Ryder Cup, they also have in common courses at PGA National Resort and Spa. Find out when you play championship golf at PGA National. Visit PGAResort.com. One aside real quickly, just some kudos to PGA National Resort and Spa. Got my September/October issue of Travel and Leisure Golf, Pat, this just a couple of days ago, and it was their Best Resort Courses of 2008 issue, PGA National making the list on a couple of their topics. As far as the state of Florida goes, they had their top three best resorts for buddy trips, and PGA National Resort and Spa was one of the three. Top three best resorts in Florida for buddy trips, and then they also made the top three for best courses Best resort courses, period, in the state. TPC Sawgrass, Doral's Blue Monster, and the Champ Course at PGA National Resort and Spa, according to Travel and Leisure Golf, the three best resort courses in the state of Florida. So,
did you see that last week, mentioned talking about PGA? They opened the doors up to active military and gave them,
yes,
like free room and board for the weekend.
Yes,
which
they did.
For Labor Day, which I thought was just, you know, I know a lot of things are PR and everybody, you know, skews things saying they're just doing it for the publicity. Well, whether they are or they're not, they allowed 300 people, active military, to spend a weekend at PGA, which for free, which I really thought was a nice gesture.
I saw that too, Pat, and I agree. I wish we had heard about that ahead of time so we could have discussed it on the show last week, but it still remains, you know, a really nice gesture by James Gelfand and Joel Page and all the crew over there at PGA National. And of course, it's nice to see people appreciating the military because of all the great things they do for us. They basically are the reason that we live in a free country. All right, topic number three, Pat, goes to you. Carolyn Bivens, in the news still, and her recently released policy. I mean, hell, this policy is about a week old now, and it's already going to be changed because Carolyn Bivens and the LPGA kind of backtracking, and they were under an enormous amount of scrutiny. Now, we discussed this policy last week at length. The new English-speaking policy, the LPGA will be start requiring their members to speak English by 2009, and all members with at least 2 years' experience on the LPGA Tour will be required to pass an English oral and examination, the first of which will be at the end of next season, or else they face suspension. Now, the tour's best player, Lorena Ochoa, saying last week that the new policy was, quote, a little drastic. She wouldn't say that it discriminated. She said, that's a strong word, discrimination, but I would say that it's a little drastic, and I'm surprised that this is the way that, Carolyn Bivens wants to go. California State Senator Leland Yee last week said that he was going to seek a legal opinion to determine whether the LPGA Tour's language requirement for players violated state or federal law. He said that Yee, by the way, is a Democrat from San Francisco. He said the rule might violate California law covering workplace discrimination or disabilities. He was expecting an answer from the state legislative council's office within a few weeks before the tour returned to California. Well, he's not going to have to wait for that ruling because Carolyn Bivens has announced that she is going to change the ruling. Also, they were getting some heat from one of their biggest sponsors. State Farm said that it was going to review the new policy from the LPGA before it considered re-upping its sponsorship for the tour. So, tour received a lot of heat last week in the wake of Carolyn Bivens and Libba Galloway announcing the new policy for the LPGA Tour. So they have announced now, just a couple of days ago, Carolyn Bivens announced that the LPGA Tour will revisit their just-released policy. They will make some changes after they've consulted with their sponsors and a couple of other people, and they're going to announce the new altered policy within the coming weeks. Pat, your thoughts?
Russ, what a disaster. I mean, first of all, I didn't agree with the policy to start with. I don't think you can suspend people just because they don't learn a language in an independent contractor situation. That's my opinion. If they want to improve themselves and improve their ability to market themselves, they should learn English. They should be smart enough to know that if they're going to compete in an English market, that they have to speak the language if they want to market themselves better. Now, if they don't want to do that, that's up to them. If they want to just, you know, get whatever money they get from winning and that's all they're going to get, then fine. That's up to them. With all that said, I was fine with Carolyn Bivens doing this policy. It shows me leadership that she's going to put her neck out there and do something that the ACLU or this guy Yee or State Farm or a bunch of people were going to come down on her. That's called leadership. When you want to do things that you think is good for your business and a lot of people disagree with it, that is leadership and that's sticking your neck out there. So once you made that decision, Russ, to go ahead with this, hey, you need to stick with it. Now, if the courts overturn you later or something else happens and it gets overturned, that's out of your control. That's something you said, here's what we wanted to do. We were overturned by the courts on it, but we thought this was in the best interest. But you cannot be wishy-washy, Russ, and flip-flop after a week, a stinking week of announcing this thing. You had to know this was going to be hugely controversial and be ready to stick to your guns on this thing. So this is one of the big mistakes I think Carolyn's made. I thought, you know, like Peter said last week when we had Peter Barnhart in here about them trying to get control of the copyrighted material and all the problems they had in Hawaii last year and those types of things. You know, she made some initial steps to say, hey, we are going to take control of this tour and we're going to run it a certain way. And again, it's not going to be popular with everybody, but that's fine. That's what real leaders do. But this is a mistake, I think. If you're going to do this thing, and I'm assuming they did a lot of their homework and they knew they were going to get this backlash from State Farm and from, you know, they're going to get legislators and people complaining about it, you got to be ready for that backlash and be ready to address it. And to flip-flop like this, I just think shows anything in the future now that they want to do that's going to be controversial, the first little peep they hear about it, they'll be like, okay, we'll change. We won't do it then.
I agree with you, Pat. I'm in total agreement, pretty much. It looks very, very bad for the LPGA Tour and Carolyn Bivens to be backtracking on this so quickly, within just 1 week. And you got to stick to your guns. Now, I'm all about admitting you're wrong and changing it if you realize you're wrong. But it almost seems like they were hoping that no one would notice this. And when they did, they just backtrack right immediately. You just look like you have no backbone. And unfortunately, I don't think that's the case with Carolyn Bivens. I think she is a person with good scruples. But it looks like you're so weak. I mean, politicians know even you know, you never backtrack almost. I mean, we're in a election year, and politicians realize even when you get heat from one side or the other, you got to stay strong and you got to stay focused, because as soon as you start backtracking, it shows weakness, and then people don't trust you and don't believe in you. You know, they lose faith in you. And I think this is what many people, including their sponsors, State Farm being one of them, are losing faith a little bit in Carolyn Bivens and the LPGA Tour. Whether you think the policy was right or wrong, I actually was on the side of the LPGA Tour. I thought that the policy, for the most part, had merit. This backtracking now is not good at all, and perhaps the LPGA erred by not consulting their sponsors, by possibly not consulting their biggest players. I mean, when Lorena Ochoa was being asked about this last week in Mexico at a charity function, and she's almost blindsided by it by the media, and she's giving her honest opinion before Carolyn Bivens and company have had a chance to kind of powwow with her, that's not good. That is not good at all.
Good is right.
It is our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, another award-winning edition of Inside the Ropes. We discuss a handful of hot topics each week, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. If you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, take one of golf's ultimate tests. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.